travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore.
Rascal Flatts, why won't... Oh, sorry, out of station experience there. Jerry Bader Show, 1022. Earl getting so clever there with the bumpers. You're getting a reputation for that. Get these little emails. Good job, Earl! Just pulling a bumper out of thin air. As some of you know, over the years, before I got into talk radio, I was what I referred to as a news gypsy, which is probably politically incorrect these days. But I traveled. I've done radio news in Oshkosh, Ripon, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan. Am I missing one? That's pretty much it. And was in Sheboygan for the longest period of time of all of those cities, and then transitioned to talk there. From 1996 to 2007, I was also an adjunct gypsy. By that, I mean I taught college adjunct, which is a fancy academic term for part-time, on Wisconsin's East Coast. From north to south, that would be the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, Silver Lake College, and UW-Manitowoc County in Manitowoc, and UW-Sheboygan County. And finally, but actually this was first chronologically, Milwaukee School of Engineering, MSOE. I taught mass comm there, I think from 1996 to 1998. I know 96 is right. I don't know if 98 is. 98, 99. And that was about the time I got the gig at UW-Sheboygan County. Basically taught public speaking, mass communications, that sort of thing, okay? So I think I spent 2 years at MSOE. I was living in Sheboygan, commuted down after my day job, and taught evening courses. MSOE is in the news, in the conservative news. What do I mean by that? And I know a lot. Several talk shows in the state had this topic yesterday. I'm aware of that, but I want to take it up anyway. As I taught at MSOE, I have some insight on this, albeit very outdated insight. The conservative media, National Review, Campus Watch, those sorts of things, have this story. This is fascinating. Now, Milwaukee School of Engineering is an engineering school. That's what it's most famous for. And it's probably academically considered to be perhaps the most prestigious school academically in the Milwaukee community. MSOE, Marquette, University of Milwaukee, UW-Milwaukee. Well, they also have a business discipline there. So they have a business course. I said Campus Watch. It was Campus Reform. Excuse me. Campus Reform that initially got this story. There was a question on an exam given on April 29th in a healthcare economics class. Why don't they just call it Obamacare 101? Healthcare economics class by one Professor John Traxler. Listen to this question. This is exactly how the question is worded on the exam. One of the main functions of government is income redistribution. Not some people believe. Some schools of economic theory argue that. No. It is stated as fact. One of the main functions of government is income redistribution. Then it gives four choices. The correct answer is C, taxing the wealthy and giving it to those in poverty. This is stated as fact. One of the main functions of government is income redistribution. Yes, not promote the common defense. The other choices are just idiotic. But the correct answer was C. Now, that of course is correct. That is income redistribution. Tax the rich and give it to the poor. That is income redistribution. But Traxler states it as fact. Well, that's not true. Bernie Sanders thinks it's true. Hillary Clinton thinks it's as true as Bernie Sanders does, but she's just a little smarter than Bernie Sanders, although maybe not. Historically, it's been perceived as smarter by liberals not to give up the game. But actually, Bernie has been somewhat competitive with her, and he actually fares in the polls against Trump better than she does right now. Yeah, Bernie thinks that's the way it should be. Obviously, Traxler thinks that's the way it should be. So much so, he states it as fact. It's not. The first sentence is not necessarily for the test question, and thus is really just serving as propaganda. It is propaganda. That's what it is, writes National Review. It's not an opinion. He doesn't state it as an opinion. It necessarily, in the terms of academic honesty, should be stated as an opinion. Now, I know that another talk show host and several others in the conservative media have tried to get an answer out of MSOE. They are, as of late yesterday, they're in full bunker mode. This is the challenge that conservatives face on campus today. And here's the challenge we face off campus. Milwaukee talk show hosts have talked about this. I've talked about this. Campus Reform has it. National Review Online has it. How many in the mainstream media are going to report on this? Yeah, that many. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.